Hey, Mr. John.
Hey, sorry, we got disconnected.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I tried
I
to write back,
the call
and then I was
failed.
Like, maybe she needs a minute.
Oh,
Yeah.
weird. No, I was in Tractor Supply getting dog food. Maybe the roof made it to where I don't have signal.
Oh, goodness.
Just knew that for
okay.
a second.
Well, I sent another article.
So anyways, I'm going to read over that article. That's wild, but not shocking either. Because it kind of sounded too good to be true whenever he was telling me about what all they told him.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, maybe not, because that is a big financial commitment. Like, maybe they really are going to do what they say. Because I told him, I was like, you know, I feel like with this amount of money, you might as well have joined a BNI. Like, BNI is a large financial commitment, too. But, you know, like, it's all local and whatever. But this, he seemed pretty, like, I guess, excited about or hopeful about.
We don't get into, like, paying for leaving. That's the thing. We're a global partner, so we're just listing you guys independently. And we let the customers call you directly from there. So my feedback that I get, and when you see our reviews and everything, a lot of the feedback I get is like, hey, the volume probably isn't going to seem as crazy as what you're getting from HomeAdvisor, but half of those aren't turning into anything anyway. They're just sending whatever, you know, they want to charge you for it, right? We don't send you the lead. So the stuff that comes through is people calling you live, and those conversion rates are like 90% plus. Like, they basically say almost every call they get is a job, because these people are already in your area, looked up the service, you know, looked at your reviews, looked at your website, and then decided to contact you. So you know, it's a lot easier situation when somebody's approaching you for help and you're being top recommended already with a lot of credibility than to go and get a lead, you know, from a reseller and then try to convince them you're better than the other five guys that are calling them too, you know?
Right, yeah. And that's been our biggest thing is, you know, we don't know how to make our business name one of the first ones that pop up on Google. You know, like, it's not, I don't even think it's on the first page. And granted, we are still new. So it's like, of course we're not going to get, when somebody Googles it, and that's my first line of research is, you know, if I'm looking for a company, I'm like, what's around me? And I just Google it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm on page two, nobody's going past page one. You know, like, they're not going to go anywhere past page one for anything like that. So
93% is the number of searches that will stop on page one. So if you're not there, you're hard to find. And the only way to really get a Google Places placement, or even if you wanted to do Google Ads or Google Guarantee, those are paid. You got to go either directly through a Google partner, or you could do ads and Google Guarantee with Google directly, but you still would want to have a professional in-house that's going to monitor it for you. So we would act as that professional.
I think we even tried some of the Google stuff, and for whatever reason, it just didn't seem to work. I don't know. At this point, we are open to, like, whatever it's going to take to get our name out there. And I told my husband, like, once we get an established clientele, it's all referrals. Like, before this, we owned a lawn care company.
Mm.
And granted, it was referrals, but you had pretty much guaranteed work. You were servicing someone at least biweekly. You know, like, when you own a lawn care company, it's not a matter of, am I going to get work? It's a matter of, like, do I have the ability to fit in more people? Because you're guaranteed that same person every other week, sometimes even weekly.
Yeah.
Well, with what he's doing now, not everybody needs this service. Everybody has a yard. Therefore, a lot of people use lawn care. Not everybody needs what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not an established company with your reputation out there and your name out there, nobody even knows you exist. Like, you know, and until he can get some jobs, like, that's when people are like, oh, well, who did your land clearing? Who would you recommend? And then that's when I feel like the ball gets rolling, but he's got to be able to get those jobs in order for that to happen.
Yeah, so it's a niche. And I talked to him about that a bit, too, how like, even on HomeAdvisor, they do Google advertising, so they use this platform, but they use a broad match. So they have you guys in, like, one industry, and then the leads that come from that industry, they might not be fully qualified to what you're trying to do, and they're still sending them to you, you know?
Yeah.
So with this,
so what is it that you guys do differently?
Yeah, well, one, we're a Google partner, so we have access to the algorithm that decides who ranks and who doesn't, and that's only because Google's getting paid for it. They don't have a way for you to do any kind of, like, fancy programming and get up there without them anymore. It used to be like that before with the SEO. So the Google partnership is the most important thing. I can send you the credentials for that. And then we customize your campaigns. So we get you guys into an interview. We identify what is your ideal client. We'll identify your ideal service area, and then obviously what your goals are, you know, moving forward, and if you're going to grow the business, et cetera. And then we go step by step walking you through how we're going to hit those markers, whether it be just trying to generate jobs right away. We have a system called Google Analytics that lets us go in there and actually see what people are searching the most and in what areas. And that way we don't have to play the guessing game on what's going to get your guys' phone ringing or get you the most opportunity.
Gotcha. Okay.
The beauty of our services, they're all month to month. So in order for us to get paid, you guys got to get paid. So it makes it really interactive for us where we got to get in there and make sure it's working and do our part if we want to be able to develop something long-term with you guys and your family.
Okay. Now, if it's something that we've seen doesn't seem like it's been beneficial in any way, is there something else that you guys would do to try to optimize it more, or
I wouldn't say so the listing that I called them about yesterday is a Google Place displacement. Those are the ones that show up next to the map. This one will cover up to a 30-mile radius and for up to 15 different keywords, and you can kind of shrink and grow the radius, or like cookie cutter it, I should say. But on the average, it's 30 miles, right? So if you're like, hey, in this 30 miles, there's only been, you know, 600 searches in the last 30 days for an excavating contractor, then we would probably say, look, if you guys are really trying to kick it up, we might need to incorporate like Google Ads, which are at the top of the screen, and that'll allow you to cover more ground. Like geographically. Obviously, the more ground you cover, it's literally land clearing and excavation. The more ground you cover, the more opportunity you're going to have. But what I was explaining to him is I'm not the kind of person where I like to kind of just throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks. Especially like I see you guys are a family owned and operated business over there. I go, let's start as small as possible, evaluate it, identify what's working for you guys with that. And then that way we have an educated way or direction on how, on where we're going to go when we grow it. You know what I mean? We already know, hey, these keywords work. It's generating traffic. Okay, now just expand the area rather than, okay, let's just dive into, you know, a $600, $700 a month campaign and see what works.
Right.
So what I did is I actually offered him, here, let me show you. Okay, so, oh, here's the partner directory, too, so that way you have that. And I don't know if he showed you, like, the reviews of us and everything that I sent him yesterday.
So my birthday is today, and our youngest daughter turns one tomorrow. So it is.
He told me that. Yeah. We were talking
so
about the birthday party
planning mode for me.
Yeah.
So we really haven't had a chance to talk much about any of it other than him just saying, you need to call Mr. John.
Gotcha.
So, this is just me calling you.
I hear you. Yeah, 100%. He was adamant about it, and he's like, I won't make any decision until we talk to her because, you know, no matter how much I want it, the last time I wanted Home Advisor and it ended up biting me in the butt, and I was like, I get that.
Yeah.
For lack of
I mean, unfortunately, that's part of the business, you know.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, I'm married too. I know what the other half is there for. Yeah, I know.
That's right.
Women have
different
senses than we have, you know. So
yep.
I was like, okay, let's do that. So I kind of put on an active hold, and then I told him, you know, I'd buy us time to have this conversation, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, you sound like, you know, a man of your word type of thing. Like, I'm not getting any feelings that are showing me otherwise. So, I mean, it honestly, like, no offense, it can't be any worse than what we've already done. I'm willing to try it.
Okay. Did he go over the pricing with you at all, though? Like when we yesterday?
I want to say it was like
$299.
It was around $200. Yeah, I was going to say it was around $200, $300. And again, that's cheaper than what we've already done.
Yeah, I try to make it efficient. I told him once I saw, like, that you guys got the baby girls and stuff, I'm like, look, this is $10 a day, but it's, like, worth every penny. With the kind of work that he does, I mean, you know, first job we bring in each month, you're already, you know, getting return. We always document it. We send over the invoice receipts and everything, so you guys will be able to write it off, get it back that way when, come tax time too. So in the grand scheme of things, it's going to cost you zero, and we're literally connecting you to people who are going to, you know, ultimately make or break the company, right?
Right. That's awesome. Yeah. So I think my biggest thing is just getting our name somewhere at the top of the search bar, just so people like know us. So if that's something that you can help us with, because that's like I have a website
the main product.
And I
We call them because we had availability within the industry. Like the Google partners were all intertwined. Each one of us though is supposed to work with one guy per industry per area. So the other two that are there are working with my competitors. And we want to get in there with you guys and kick their butt. So that's, right? It's kind of competitive in that regard. And Google kind of evaluates us based on how well you guys are doing and how you're performing. Obviously, they get good feedback on our retention because it's a month-to-month.
Right.
So, but obviously, if they're continuing to pay for it each month, they know it's working and you guys are making money. So,
Well, that would be awesome. Now, do you guys help with, I feel like you did say that you did, but to confirm, do you guys help us get reviews from clients too or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's an app I was telling him, I think this would probably be like your tool. It's in the form of a downloadable app, and you could download it, and it gives you access to the campaigns. So you'll be able to see everything we're doing for you. You can monitor all the calls. It has like recordings of the calls if they use the Google click-to-call feature off that first page.
Okay.
And then there's a little tab in there you can request review. So, like, let's say, you know, you got a call and then you have the recording. Okay, he scheduled an appointment. He went out there. He said, okay, I'm going to do this. When he's completed, either he could do it or you could do it when he's in the truck or whatever when he's leaving. It literally just sends them a link via text message to their Google platform or to your guys' Google business page, I'm sorry, for them to write a review. And it's really crucial to do it that way. This is where people mess up and they don't get the reviews is because they ask people to go online and write a review. But Google has verified reviews where you have to be logged into your email. So the workaround when you text that to them, almost everybody's already logged into their email on their phone.
Right.
So if they click on that link, they can put the star rating, fill it out, and submit, and it's a verified review. It gets published right away rather than them hopping online, oh, crap, I got to log into my email. I got to do all this stuff just to write the review, and then they're like, forget it.
Right.
Yeah. So that's huge, that and we use that. And then I know there was a bad one on there, and I told them because it's not an actual client, we could try to get it expunged. But there's a possibility because it's before we got in there and managed the Google business profile that one might stick. So we'll try to expunge it. If not, and it sticks, we'll try to pair. There's only one of them. Yeah. So your guys' star rating, there's only two reviews on Google, and then one of them is like one, and the other one's like five. But the one that's a one wasn't even an actual customer, and he said he tried to contact them. Yeah, he was telling me yesterday, he's like, I tried to contact these guys and tell them, like, I didn't actually work with you guys. You're confusing me with somebody else, and they basically did not remove it. So the only way usually to get it down is if we go, hey, this isn't an actual client. We're not able to verify it's a customer. It could just be somebody that's slandering it. And sometimes we will get those expunged. Right? It's a little bit of a process, but we always try to do it for our clients. It's part of the review monitoring in your package.
Yeah.
Now, if they don't, then the option two is just bury it with the new ones, right? But we can't duplicate it. I mean, we could delete it and create a whole new one, too, if you want to start from scratch, but then you do lose that one five-star that's on there. So that's an option, too.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I say let's just go for it.
All right. So I'm going to create the account. I got a lot of the information from him yesterday, and then it just kind of stopped at, let's get Alana on the line. Okay. I do have you added to the profile as a co-owner. So if you ever want to make any changes, you could also feel free to call in anytime. You'll have full access to it too. Okay. So they're going to send this postcard to you in the mail. It's called a Google PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 614 Wagon Song.
All one word?
Yeah. All one word. It's W-A-G-O-N-T-O-N-G.
Oh, T-O-N-G. Okay, I got it. Here it is. Rose Song. And then 29164?
29164, that's it.
All right. And I know you guys got those babies there. I'll hide your street address. Okay, you don't need anybody
please.
Coming to you. Okay, I got
no,
you.
No, we don't. We live in the middle of nowhere.
I got two of them. So I'm like, somebody shows up at my door after hours, it's a bad day.
Exactly. Yep.
Bad day
and too. Not just that. It would take a while for the police to get there, so you better hope they get there before we do.
It's like peaceful but eerie at the same time, huh?
Uh-huh, yep, exactly.
I know that feeling. Okay, so that's hidden. And then I'm going to send this form over to you. It's for Google Advanced Verification. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, too. I think you have one or the other. He has, like, either you have insurance and no license, or was it license with no insurance?
And what was this for?
For the business.
No, we have
you have both?
We have everything. Yeah,
okay,
well, like a...
Maybe
like
I confused it.
We have insurance. We have general liability.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Even if it's minimal. So there's a form, though, I'm going to send over to you.
And license, when you say license, what exactly, like, registered with state type of license?
Yeah, if it's required by your state to do excavation work, then they're going to want it.
No, I don't think it's required by the state, but I can double check that, but I don't.
So there's this form. Don't worry, it's not gonna stop you guys from getting listed, but we want to have it because it'll separate you from the other ones that are up there. And right now they got the leg up on the review part of it. So if we tell them, hey, you're advanced verified, we looked into them, they're legit, you know, they have all their paperwork, you can go ahead and hire them, there's, you know, have peace of mind though. You're good, you're safe, right? So I sent you the form. If you're missing some of it, it tells you at the bottom of the form, like, hey, if you're missing a big part of this, or if Google's like doesn't have enough information to verify everything, we three-way call you guys with them on the phone and we push it through. Okay.
Gotcha.
So either way, we're gonna get you verified, but I want you to fill that out as much as you can. It's a lot better when you actually have the photos. Now these aren't things that we're gonna throw out there for the general public. I know it's asking for like vehicle with license plate. That's like for a work vehicle. Those are things that are going to Google, and it's not being displayed to the public. Only the badge is being displayed to the public.
Okay. Gotcha. That's all good right. to know.
Mm-hmm. And then on your listing, obviously, I have business name, city, state, zip, but the address is hidden there. And then I have his number as the primary line of contact, so everybody would call him directly. But I have yours as like a secondary. So if I notice like a few days went by, there's a few leads in there, nobody's responded, I'll touch base. That'll be like we can't get a hold of Jonathan. I'll call along.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And that'd then, be good. My work is all done from home, so my phone's always
that's
always
beautiful,
close.
Though. Yeah, you get to.
Yeah, I'm a health insurance agent, so. a lot of it's at home.
That's nice. Health insurance can be sticky sometimes, though. You gotta have some tough conversations.
Yeah, I guess you hear some. Mine is more or less just interesting stories. Like, I can't. Every day is different. Like, sometimes you go in and everybody's mean. Sometimes you go in, everybody's nice. Other times you go in and everybody's hitting on you. And it's like, what is happening? Every day is different.
Can't even see you.
Do it.
You said they're hitting on you?
Yes. Oh my Lord, yes. That
sound really nice.
It is crazy. People are wild.
Some people have a sense for that. They got a sixth sense for that.
So. It is hilarious.
Keep
me on my toes. That's right.
Yeah.
I told Jonathan, I was like, you better keep yourself on your P's and Q's, sir. Poor these people out here. I am quality, okay?
That's funny. I know how that is. My lady's always trying to pull my string about that stuff, too. She's like, oh, guy came with me. I was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yep, it's so funny.
I would only be concerned if they weren't. Then I should be worried.
that's exactly what Jonathan says. He's like, it just shows you that you are good.
Yeah, yep. I did good. Yeah.
That's all funny. Right,
so I got everything squared away here. For the website, I actually love your guys' website. It's got a lot of, like, personal Thanks. Touch and the photos on it. You know, I was telling, did good on that. But we did Thank leave you. Custom website design as an option. Okay, so
okay.
At any time, if you guys want to capitalize on that, it's no extra charge. We have graphic designers in-house that'll get in there and can give it an overhaul. I don't think it needs it now, but if there's updates that happen, you know, I know new phones
yeah.
come out, new iOS programs, things like that, you might be saying, hey, my site
right.
is slowing down or it's looking a little different, and, you know, that'd be a good
okay.
time to do that.
Yeah, I just need to be better about updating the pictures on it. Because we've done quite a few jobs since we updated the website, and like I feel like we have better clearing pictures than what we have currently on the site, so I just need to get in there and
Yeah, that would be a huge advantage, too. We would have, like, a portfolio in there. So it looks like right now
mm-hmm.
it's kind of limiting you, maybe, on the amount of photos. So you have to, like, delete
okay.
some, put others in there, in their place. Whereas, like, with what we have, you can just stockpile them. Like, you can just put so many in there. So if
gotcha.
That's something
okay.
you're open to, you know, I can have them, I can put it in process. And then we wouldn't want to change, like, your domain. That's what I was telling him, like, in case you guys had, like, an old business card or, like, a vinyl on a vehicle or something like that that had that domain, legacylandsolutions.com. But
right.
what we do is get access to it and then go in there and modify it rather than get a whole new domain and start over from scratch.
Gotcha.
Right, yeah, cause then it might have you guys lose an opportunity for somebody that's trying to, like, be a reoccurring client or something.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so I got that squared away. Save. Okay, and then did you confirm how he wanted the hours of operation for the business listed?
No, but I'll tell you now, it's probably like 9 to 5, like something pretty traditional.
Okay. Well, so on the old Google business profile, it's saying 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday closed. You want to just stick with
yeah.
those? Okay.
Yeah, you can stick with that. Chances of somebody calling him at 8 and him answering are probably slim because he's still eating breakfast usually, unless it's like a job like 45 minutes to an hour away that he's trying to get started on, then he'll get up early and go. But on a typical day, he's probably not going to answer his phone at 8. You can still leave it, though. He'll call him back.
Yeah, I mean, I can also do, like, by appointment only, like, even on the off days, or I can have it even after hours, so that way the icon's still green, and they could call you guys, but then you can
yeah.
kind of hash it out with them within
yeah.
your schedule. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I like doing it that way.
Yeah,
anyway,
we're open to phone
like,
calls. Yeah, we're open to
yeah.
phone calls whenever. It's just, as long as they know we're not coming to work on the weekend, unless it's something, mm-hmm. like, huge that somebody just needs done quickly, and like
yeah.
today he had a job that he went and looked at yesterday, and he was like, I can do it next week, and the guy was like, I'll pay you $100 more if you can come tomorrow. And I was
oh, wow.
like, okay, fine, I'll come tomorrow. So
yeah.
He's
like,
yeah,
that's,
sure, why not?
That's diapers for 2 months.
Exactly.
Depending on where you get them.
So
yeah.
exactly. So we're not completely against it, but it would have to be worth it for him to do that.
Yeah, so I love it having it this way anyway, just because it's just going to maximize your guys' opportunity for ROI, you know? If some most people that are going to be hiring him are going to be just like me and him, for example, where they're working 8 to 5. So they're going to want to call
mm-hmm.
you when they get home, you know? They talk to their wife about
right.
it, okay, we need to come out this time, and then maybe even on the weekends when they're present, you know? So
right.
good to have open availability for calls, and then obviously,
yeah.
if you got to hash out work schedule, they'll hash it out when they get
right.
there. He should be fine
right.
with that. All right, so profiles ready for submission. Oh, actually, this is another one I didn't get from him yesterday. Do you guys have a way to accept cards?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, so cash, check,
yep.
and card are all accepted?
Yep.
Okay. All right, good.
Most people pay by card. We use, I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called Yardbook. It's a free program.
It's more geared towards landscaping, though, right?
It is, but it still works for what we're doing. We just send people the invoice, and then it has a link that takes them to Stripe, mm-hmm. and Stripe allows them to use their cards, and it comes directly to our bank account.
Nice. I like to document on a lot of the profiles that, because you guys usually will incur a fee from the merchant, like anywhere from mm-hmm. 2 to 6%, depending on the method that
Correct.
They use. Yeah, I like to yep. really document that that's on the client. So it's like, hey, if you want to use a card for convenience rather than our family
yeah.
that 6% or whatever, 2%,
right.
that's
yep.
going to be added to the bill. So that's definitely
okay.
something I never let fall through the cracks anymore. I had a roofing contractor who was like getting half up front, half at the end of the job, and it'd be like $7,500. $10,000 digitally, and then it would be like 5-6% if they're using American Express. So it was just like,
oh wow,
yeah. He's like, I could pay a guy for a whole day for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So those are things I'm like, yeah, we need to make sure we get on top.
I don't think we have it like that for now. I mean, I guess when we were doing lawn care, it was we're like, well, we want to encourage people to use their cards.
Yeah.
But I can, it's literally just the click of a button and I
encourage
it
too. That's why I add the fee, but I also encourage it because like when you're filing at the end of the year, like who wants to keep track of all that stuff? Like write it down.
Well, see, Stripe keeps all of that. Yeah. Well, see, Stripe keeps track of all of that. So like when I go in to do all of our deductions and stuff, it says like, this is what we've paid in Stripe fees.
Love it. Here's a whole bunch of deductions.
Correction. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, see that? There's gas in there, too. Oh, that's a, I have two
businesses. Yeah, and see, we usually do mileage.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We do mileage because we live so far out.
You have to go far, yeah.
We have to do mileage. He's all over the place all the time. I mean, we live literally in BFE. It is well in the boonies. So, in order to get to any major areas, at least a 30-minute drive. And that's anywhere around us. That's Lexington, that's Columbia, Aiken.
I pulled the address, and then it came up on Zillow, and I just see trees.
Yep.
Exactly,
yep.
Mm-hmm. I love the trees. Okay.
Yep, we live on a dirt road in the middle of nowhere.
That's nice.
Cow farms all around us.
It's a blast to raise the kids, you know? You don't
yeah.
want to have too
oh,
many
yeah.
people in their ear. You can
That's right.
raise them how you want.
We've got 15 acres, and we joke that our oldest, when we moved out there, she just turned feral. You know, like, she went wild. And that's fine. But
I'm like, I feel like that's really common when you have boys. My son's like, their feet hit the ground and they just
yeah, but she's a girl and she's wild, but she races her little dirt bike. Like, I mean, she's wild. She loves horses, horses.
She'll be better off later. Trust me. That's,
that's
definitely something I have in common with my wife. We're kind of like gym nuts, work out, get outside a lot, kayak, do crazy stuff. We like to hike and travel.
Yep.
And
Yep.
Those are good tools, though. If I had a daughter, I would make her, like, super tomboy outside in the dirt and better quality.
That's how she is.
People will like you more later, trust me.
That's right. Yep, exactly. Not afraid of some dirt.
Yeah, the good guys go for that. They don't,
That's right.
You know, let the bad girls go stay in the city and doing whatever.
That's right.
All right, so I'm going to have to schedule. Is there a time where I could get both of you together? I mean, let me see. Hold on. So I have, like, some
afternoon. Later this
left.
Afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, later this
afternoon. There's a client
I'm on
interview.
The way home now.
Okay.
I'm on the way home now. I should be home in, like, 30 minutes.
Okay. I have a slot available in, like, 2 hours. Like 6 to 7 Eastern Standard.
Might have to move it to Monday because I think we've got some dinner plans for my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But,
I don't know how I forgot about that so short.
No, it's okay. But other than that, we're pretty flexible. I know he had a couple of quotes yesterday. I don't know when he's planning to start
them. I could have them circle back 5 to 6 if that helps. But I would say go for Monday, honestly. If it's your birthday, like, go home, change, go enjoy yourself, have a drink.
The number that you sent those text messages to, is that a number I can text you back at?
Yeah, I'll get them.
Okay.
They come straight through.
Because I was going to say, when I get home, I can ask him, or I don't know if
How about
we
do this?
But we could do a three-way.
Well,
three-way call?
Because it's not going to be all with me. It's already going to be a three-way, actually, because there's a client interview technician. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know if we do three-way or three-way.
yeah, a three-way.
I could schedule it, like, for Monday, and then what I'll do is I'll send you guys the calendar invitation, and I'll text you guys 1 hour before just to confirm. Like I said, I want to try to get you guys together. I have a 5 to 6 Eastern Standard, if that works for you guys, on Monday. Or I also have a 4 to 5.
I would think so. I think 5 to 6 should be fine.
If something pops up, I could reschedule it, but I don't want to reschedule it twice. So then, you know, if it does happen that way and he's not able to make it or vice versa, I'll just knock it out with one of you guys. Because it's mostly general knowledge information. I'm not going to ask him anything, like, crazy or you anything crazy. It's just, like, you know, all the services that you offer, what areas you do and don't go to. Might be a little better for him if he's, like, the boots on the ground. But, yeah, I would definitely want to have you both involved. It'd probably make it easier. I feel like
sounds fun.
You're more firm in the decision making.
Yeah, well, probably. It depends on what day you catch me on. If I'm super sleep deprived, probably not. But
oh, I know
you know.
That is. My wife really messed up with our 2-year-old. Well, I don't want to blame it on her. It's kind of my fault too, because I could have said no, but she had like at 5 months started putting him in the bed. And he's not.
Oh, yeah, ours have been in bed since birth. Mm-hmm.
Out of bed, yeah. And I'm like, oh, my oldest will sleep in his room. Yeah, and they share a room. So the oldest will sleep in the room. He's 5. But my 2-year-old is just like, and I'm getting kicked in the face. When he uses the bathroom, he doesn't, like, say anything. He just puts his diaper in your face. Yeah.
Great. That's wonderful to wake up to. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm like, awesome.
See, our 4-year-old, she goes to bed in her room, but she finds her way into our room every night.
Oh, definitely. It's scary if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're that small. You know, it's like, okay, definitely
like, who
going
knows?
Mom and dad. Yeah.
And then the baby, she's been in our room ever since she was born. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's not so much being in the room. Like, we also were, co-sleeping?
Yeah.
Where we had
exactly.
his crib with us, you know, but it was, like, not even just in the room in his crib. He's in the bed. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, so, and it's crazy.
He used to
because,
be in a bassinet beside the bed, but he shortly lived when she started sitting up and pulling her face, like, yep, okay, you're going to flip out of this thing in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So.
The reason that I get mad is just because I'm, like, his favorite pillow. So it's like he doesn't go to bed until dad comes and lays down. So there's no, like, oh, let me stay in the living room for a little bit, watch the show.
Uh-huh.
It's like baby needs to go to sleep. He'll come grab my finger, like, pull me into the room, and then lay right on top of me and pass out. And then when I try to move him, he wakes up. So I'm just like, okay.
No, I was going to ask, would you be able to sneak out? I said, John, he puts Whitley to bed every night.
No. Yeah, when I try to just gently slide him and lay him down, he starts grabbing and, you know, he's always been grabbing the ear. I'm like, ugh, Jesus. Okay.
Good. No.
Yeah, I've adapted to sleeping on my back with a baby on me.
You'll miss it one day.
Oh, I'm definitely getting payback later. That's the one positive. I'm like, you little dudes are going to be doing everything. Just a couple more years, tough loving.
That's what you say now. I think you're like, I can't do it.
I know. People tell me all the time, like, oh, what's it like having boys, you know? My brother has 2 daughters. And I go, they're literally no different at this point. They're just little pods, like, you know, he's just super loving, and you just love on him just as you would if he was a girl. There's no difference.
That's right.
Yeah, I think once they get a little bigger, though, like 7 or 8, I'll start, you know, get your butt out there, clean up the dog poop, feed the dog, take out the trash.
Give them some responsibility.
Yeah, necessary. Yep. Start putting them to work, making my life easy.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. So I got that client interview scheduled for you guys, and then I sent a calendar invitation to the email. And like I said, I'll text you an hour before. If anything pops up or changes, like I said, that text works. We also have 24/7 customer service, which I should have given that to him already. It's the same number. You just hit extension 1, and that way instead of leaving a voicemail, you can be like, hey, you know, what's John doing? And they'll be like, oh, he's on the phone, or, oh, I'll let him know. I'll transfer you to him right now. You know, I have a bunch of people here that can help out.
Perfect.
Boom.
That sounds great.
Yeah, we have about 350 people that work here. I've been in business since 2004. So.
And you're the only John?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
we were laughing about that yesterday. I'm like, don't you hate being John? Because, like, growing up, there's always another one. somewhere in the class.
Like, always. Yeah, always.
Yeah. He was like, yeah. He's like, that's why I like going mostly Jonathan. I was like, oh, okay.
Yep. Yep.
I feel like my mom's yelling at me and I'm in trouble. They go full name.
Yeah. That's funny.
That's usually a bad thing when they use my full name.
Okay. Yeah. That same for me. If somebody's calling me Alana, it's because either I don't know them well or I'm in trouble. Because those people, like, call me by a nickname or something. But
oh, gotcha.
Yeah. It's fine. I mean, as I've gotten to be an adult, more people call me Alana than versus when I was, like, growing up. Everybody would drop the first A and just call me Alana. But when somebody would say Alana, I'd be like, huh? What did I do?
Huh? It's stuck? Oh, yeah, I'm in trouble. Who's using my government name?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I hate that feeling. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm just getting everything set up and confirming with them. I'm going to set up the client interview with Catherine. I work with her a lot. She's downstairs in the client interview department. I think you guys like her. Only to do the client interview. After that, me and him will interact. You don't have to worry about random women calling your man, okay? Okay. All right. So I got that. Boom. Okay. And then I just got to secure the payment, and we will be good to go. Wait, you have that form, right? It came through the Google verification?
I would imagine so. I haven't been able to check my phone because I'm driving. But
okay.
I would have fun. Okay.
Carefully secure the payment after this. But there should be one in there that says to get your Google business verified. It'll say Jonathan to get your Google business verified. There's like a little link in there. Okay. Okay, perfect. So that's the one you're going to have to fill out, like send in the licensing and everything. It's super easy. Like they have like a little tab in there, upload photo, you can take a picture and send it in like that and kind of go through it.
Okay.
Yeah, should be quick. All right. And then...
So need a COI too then?
What was that?
Like a certificate. Will you guys need a COI, a certificate of insurance?
Yeah.
To prove
so,
the insurance. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Will
so,
you text me the address that it needs to be filled out for? Because usually when I request a COI, like the insurance agent will say, okay, well, who do I need to make it out to? And usually I just... give them like
you don't have a form like a copy of it yourself?
I do, but it's like specific for each commercial client that we use. So like
you don't gotta do that. You can get a different one that you have from before and just take a picture of it, send it in. And so they're not gonna get too far into it. They've pre-screened you guys to qualify for the placement before they even send it over to us. And then us telling them that we're signing you up for it, you know? So they're already trying to push it through and going to favor you, but it's just, this is just to get that badge, like I said. And even if there's something missing and they say, oh, they don't accept it, we'll literally three-way call you guys with them on the line and just verify.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So they've got a verbal verification from you. They've already kind of looked into the business, but family-owned and operated definitely helps. I think you guys have some really cute kids, so that probably helps too.
Like, thank you,
let's go with these ones. Yeah. All right. And then so in terms of securing the first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
I can give you the card number.
Okay. Is it under your name, his name, the business name?
Well, it's the business account, but it has my name on the card.
Okay. So let me put Legacy Land Solutions in here. I just want to make sure it matches up so you guys can write it off, and then I'll put Alana instead of Jonathan here. Update. Okay. And the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter? Okay.
Yep.
All right, Alana, I'm ready for you.
All right. It's 4616.
4616.
7520.
7520.
0661.
0661.
Yep. 8866.
8866. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
3/26.
3/26. And then three-digit code on the back.
170.
170. I couldn't even tell you were driving at all.
Well, I've been everywhere. So far, since we've been on the phone, I've been in Tractor Supply. I went into Walmart and checked out. Now I'm on my home.
That's crazy. I'm like, your phone's either got some really good noise cancellation or your car's just really quiet. It's like one or the other.
Well, right now it is quiet because the baby is asleep. My mom's in the car.
Gotcha.
She was not asleep in the car by herself, I promise. But
so exciting, though. She's turning one. That's like,
I know,
big. You got to do it big. I was telling them that. I was like, I went really hard on like the first, and I spent a bunch of money, got jumper, did all this crazy stuff. And then this year, he turned two in April, and we went to Chuck E. Cheese because I was like, I do not want to do all that cleaning again. Like, we got to stay after.
I know. It is a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Good time, but it all falls on Dad. I'm like, there's not enough beer in the world.
I know. I try to, the only thing I try to leave for him is like cutting the grass. And that's about it. Like, setting
nice,
up though. The tables and chairs, and like, other than that, I try to do everything.
I have fun with that one. I'll put some headphones in and go to work. That's like my escape.
Yeah.
I got things
that's
to
right.
do. Yeah.
Yep.
I kind of do that a lot to them. I'm like, I got to take out the trash.
Yeah.
I got to do this.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
All right. So I got this business profile set up. I didn't get the I can't process. I didn't get this from Jonathan yesterday. So we have a security question on the account. This is in case, like, somebody calls in and maybe it doesn't sound like one of you guys, or we just want to confirm identity, or if my reps call you guys and vice versa and you want to verify. So they have three options for the security question. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, should I answer that according to Jonathan's answers? Or mine?
Well, we have him on the account primarily, and I think he's going to be doing maybe a majority of the phone calls because he's the primary contact. Yeah, but I'm like, do you know his mother's maiden name or like the city he was born in? Okay.
I know both. His mother's maiden name was Spires.
Okay. I like that. Spires?
Yep.
Okay. Like the restaurant? I used to love that restaurant.
Okay. I don't know. I never knew that was a restaurant.
Yeah, super. I think it's actually like more popular where I grew up on like the West Coast, but
that makes sense.
Really, really popular food chain up there. It's almost like going what can I compare it to? Like a maybe more old school version of IHOP. IHOP's kind of like the modernized, so it's like a diner like that, like American breakfast.
Gotcha.
Yeah, super good. Okay, so here comes like a Denny's, but it was a little more classy. It was a little more classy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was a little nicer. Smelled like mama's cooking in there.
Yeah.
All right, here's the my site. Okay, so you guys got platinum bundle. I told Mike we have all set up fees for you guys. Help try to offset some of the money that you put into Home Advisor. But help them fill out that form. I'm telling you, if you report them and then call them back, if you got to get a little nasty, get a little nasty. I've sat in on a few of those conversations, and they're just kind of.
Have you?
Yeah. I was telling him, I had this guy, I just felt so bad, and we're not really supposed to get that in depth with it, you know? But he's 75, and they didn't they didn't even tell him they were sending leads. And he was a roofing contractor. He's owned this roofing company for like 30 something years. Like they're doing well. They said that they didn't tell him they were texting the leads, and like the leads were like $150, $200 a pop. And so he's so old, he's not checking his text. So he caught on to it like after like 2 weeks or 3 weeks of being on board with them, and the bill was like $3,000.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I had no idea they were doing it. Like he's one of those guys where he just like answers the phone, and then they have like a bunch of crews and they have other managers and stuff. He's like so far up, he doesn't pay attention to like. But still, nonetheless, I mean, just because he can't afford it, you guys should be robbing it. Oh, yeah. They,
golly.
Yeah, but they have another pending suit. The next one is $73 million. I sent the other article. They were just ordered to pay back $7.2 million to some business owners. They all reported on that tab. So it's like, even if you don't get, like, reimbursed right away, maybe you can stop it, report it, and then, who knows, you might get a random check, like, you know. 6 months from now, 7 months from now, or they'll notify you of it. But a lot of the people who filled that out, it took like 6-7 months, and then they just got ordered like that first wave of a little over $7 million to pay back. So
that is wild.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. The entrepreneurs are like the backbone of this country. You can't do that. You know, and a lot of them are Yeah, it's like you're stealing from families. Really, it's not even like you're, it's not like Target or Walmart or something. It's
right.
These are mom and pop businesses. Yeah. They're trying to get going, and you got them going backwards.
Right.
I've seen people have to like close their doors because they got so far into a hole with those guys.
What? That's awful.
Yeah, you know, you take out a loan to start a business, and then you put a lot of money into trying to get clients going and establishing your client base, but you're going through Home Advisor, and it's like, man, they're just debiting you for things that didn't turn into anything, so you're paying and not, you know, getting things in return. And it's not everybody. Some people, like certain industries and areas, they do really well with it, but if you're in, like, a really competitive area, and they're getting leads before you, it's just, yeah, some people just get in really bad situations. We don't get into that at all. Even our Google Guarantee program, we don't get in between you and your clients, and we don't, even though that one's paper lead, the Google Guarantee campaign, we hand the client to you on the line, and they literally don't charge you unless you go out there, like you set an appointment to go meet with them. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they literally just created that because they figured Home Advisor would get shut down at some point. Like, that literally just rolled out this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Google was like, well, maybe we could still accommodate them, but we're not going to do what they do, like learn from their mistakes.
Right. Yeah, let's learn from them. Yeah.
Yeah, only one person gets this lead, and we'll actually hand them with the customer on the line, and we, like, vet the customer for them. It helps.
Yeah.
We got an older group, but I think you guys would be fine just answering the local calls, and then you can hash it out from there. You don't really need an agent to like pre-screen it and charge you for each individual one, you know?
Yeah.
Right, so update. Okay. All right, looks like we're done here. And then 60-second voice verification. I'll let you get back to your birthday and your baby. As I'm going through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay, Alana?
Okay.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says all calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Legacy Land Solutions.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Alana Dangerfield, co-owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the information that you gave me, of the billing information?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
The billing of the account that was provided. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yep.
Okay. Definitely try to practice client responsiveness. If you guys go like 3 or 4 days in a row and we notice you're not like answering any calls through the tracking system, we'll do a pulse check on you.
Yeah, no, that won't happen.
That's what I was telling him. I'm like, it might be good to have her have the tracking system access too. And that way you can have it on your phone, he can have it on his. And if he's missing stuff because he's out in the field, you could still kind of get in there.
Yeah.
I feel like if you call him, he'll see your name. And you know, my wife calls, I'm like, okay, it's got to be an emergency. She knows I'm working.
Right.
All right. And then, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So just to elaborate, I try to set you guys up so you don't need anything else. You know, steal it away and have you scale it back a little bit from what you're doing now. But so you're not just getting the first page placement on Google. We're running a Facebook ad for you on the business Facebook page. You have like a Yelp, a Yellow Pages, a Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. All those directories we're hosting for your company and making sure there's no discrepancies. Your address isn't on there if it's not supposed to be on there. Same thing with like the Bing listing. So we're hosting and maintaining all of that. The reason they put this in here is because we don't want you guys to duplicate anything. Right. So if you're considering adding, even if it's like something outlandish, like Hot Frog, who's like a random site that does directories, that helps with the turn-by-turn directions on the GPS, just let us know. Okay. We don't want you duplicating anything. I don't want you paying for something that you already have. It's just going to cause a headache and it'll be a waste of money. So anything you have now, we already know. So it's just more so after today. And then it says here, your payment for the initial term and account setup, it will be charged today. It's August 11th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, you're on a platinum package bundle, so you're getting all the contents in there. I've also made the custom website design an option for you in the future at no additional cost, waived all setup fees on your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 11th day. It'll stay in that discounted price of $299. Now, it is set up to automatically process. So I don't manually run your guys' transactions. I don't think you're going to cancel, but in this fine print, it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties. We just ask that you let us know before the next billing date, and then we just stop the billing cycle. Part ways as friends.
Gotcha.
We don't delete anything we create for you. We literally just stop doing the optimization. So all your reviews, everything that you've built up to that point, if you ever do cross that point, it'd be a horrible day, but you still have it. So it's building you guys up regardless, right? It's going to be a long-term benefit to you. You'll still have your Google verification, everything. So I tell people, like, even if you try it for a month, if you do it for 10 years, it's still going to be a huge benefit to you guys.
Right.
All right, perfect. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to try to process your payment here. Oh, what is this? It says your account was closed.
My account was closed. What does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, it just, I don't really see that one very often, but it says the account was closed. Exactly what it came back as.
What account?
Closed accounts. On the billing information that you gave me to process the payment?
No, that was the new card after after we changed the business address. That was the new card I received. Hold on, Jonathan. I'm pulling into the house.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get his attention, see if he has his wallet on him, and I'll give you his information.
Okay, no problem. I know you got the baby in there, too. Take your time.
Yeah, she's sleeping. Huh? She's going into the road. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Can you walk over to him? It might take me a second.
No worries.
He's on the skid steer, and he's, like, not paying me a lick of attention.
He's doing his thing.
Doing his thing. All right. One second. Every time I get closer, he turns the other direction.
Hopefully
world?
It doesn't start backing up on you.
No, I'll just like start screaming. It might make you deaf, but
save yourself.
He is not paying a lick of attention. Okay, we got his attention. Do you have your wallet? Where's your wallet?
Tell him I said hi.
I have my wallet, but it's not working my card. Mr. John's okay. Hold on. I guess he's running through his truck to get
no worries.
His wallet.
Yeah, he's actually been texting me the last couple days.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, through that 877 line. He was telling me you were going to call and stuff. He's like, if you could just explain it to her a little bit, make sure she's in the loop. Yeah, he's always busy. He's like, I'm going to be so busy tomorrow. He's like, she can
don't
do
let him fool you. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, he sent me another message here. Oh, I didn't even see this one. He actually messaged me like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, what are you saying? He's got some snack?
No, he just said, hey, I think she tried to call you again. Maybe you messaged him. Like, oh. Yeah, he's like, if you have a chance.
Yeah, well, I told him I called him up and messaged. Okay.
Oh, okay,
his card number has his name on it. Jonathan.
Let me adjust.
With it. Okay.
Jonathan. And you said with a what? The middle initial?
A-N. No, I was just going to say it's Jonathan with an A-N instead of O-N.
Mine's like that too, but with an H in the John.
Yep, there's no H in his.
Yeah. Okay, and then the billing address, everything's the same, obviously, right?
Everything's the same, yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm ready for you.
All right, 4616.
4616.
7500.
7500.
0143.
0143.
2895.
2895. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
626.
26, and then 3-digit code on the back.
566.
566. That baby's not in a hot car, is she?
No, she's my mom sitting in the car with her.
Okay, good. Like, I hate when I have to do that. I'm lucky though. I have a 4Runner. It's got a sunroof, so sometimes I'll like put the YouTube on for him real quick. I'm running to the store.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. I always leave my car running.
I feel bad though. I'm like, I know whoever walks by him right now is gonna think I'm a horrible dad.
Yes.
All right. So I sent the. All right, it looks like this one cleared, and then it's going to send you the automated message for the invoice receipt. So I just want to confirm you guys got that, and then you are good to enjoy your 31st birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All
right, do you guys have anything planned specifically? Going out to dinner, or is she keeping it a secret?
Dinner with some friends.
Oh, nice.
We're in the South, so we're making a, I'm sure you probably have Buford stew.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're having for dinner. Just shrimp, corn, salted potatoes.
Hearty.
That's right, exactly. Very southern.
Sounds good.
I'm on paper. So we're just going to go hang out with some friends. Our oldest was determined that she was going to have a sleepover tonight with her grandparents. So
stole the day.
Yep, we'll just have the baby.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, you get some
peace. And then
tomorrow
morning, wake up, party plan tomorrow, because her party starts at noon tomorrow.
That's crazy. You guys are that close together, your birthdays, huh?
I know. And my dad, before he passed away, his birthday was the 13th. And he was the first person that I told I was pregnant, but I was due on August 7th. And I was like, how crazy would it be if she came right between our birthdays? Like, that would mean I'm 5 days overdue, so I hope that doesn't happen. But that would be crazy. And Lord, if that did not happen.
It's crazy because my grandfather is August 6th. My best friend is August 3rd. He actually was visiting from Hawaii. He's Hawaiian, and my goddaughter's Hawaiian.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then my dad is July 27th. And then I have another friend who is he just had his birthday on the 9th. And I started realizing it. I'm like, all of you guys are Leos. Like, everybody that's, like, super close to me is, like, Leo. My son's a Taurus, but I was like, everybody's, like, a Leo. I don't try to get all into all that, like, stuff, but at the same time,
I
noticed, like, everybody closest to me. And then they were like, yeah, Leos and Libras, they get along really well. And I was like, oh.
Yep.
Okay, maybe there's some little
truth. It's funny. That's, like, our family.
Yeah.
My mom is July 31st. My granddad's the 2nd. My grandma's the 6th. My best friend's the 9th.
I probably love you guys.
A little boy that I used to name, he was the 10th. I'm the 11th. Warren's is the 12th. My dad's is the 13th. It's like nonstop, I feel like. How about this month?
There's lots of August
birthdays. Yep, exactly.
Good pack. That's cool.
Yep.
No, that's awesome. So. That's a good character trait. I got to figure out what Jonathan's is later.
I don't even know. I know that his birthday is in April 22nd. I don't know what
makes so he's like my son. That's like my son. He's a Taurus.
Okay.
My son and my mother were Taurus. They're the bull. They're a little stubborn, a little bit.
Yeah, just tiny.
Just a little.
Just a little. Doesn't sound like him at all.
Yeah, I'm struggling with my youngest with that one. He's talking back already. He's like, no. I'm like, what? I'm the dad. Yeah.
Exactly. That's funny.
Anyway.
But I did get that confirmation text, so I think everything should be good. But
yes.
And I'll talk to Jonathan when he gets off the tractor to make sure that he's good for Monday. But I would imagine that Monday will be fine.
Yeah, if not, you can always tell him he could shoot me a text. I can reschedule it for you guys. But, you know, like I said, enjoy your birthday. Make the most of it. Have a good weekend. Try to send in those photos if you can when you get a chance. Obviously not tonight. I totally understand. But if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call. I want to make sure that you guys, you know, everything goes smooth. And this is your last online marketing stop. No more HomeAdvisor stuff. Okay.
That would be wonderful. And the pictures, is that the pictures I was talking about for the website?
The pictures for the website, send it in. If there's a logo, I think you said you didn't have a logo yet. No, we already have your... You do? Okay. I already have, actually. Well, I have it here. That's not a logo, though, no. It's not anywhere branded on the site. We want to brand it on the Google Business profile for sure. And
okay.
And the Facebook page, definitely, too. Yeah, so send those in. But more so the photos I was talking about on the verification form.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because right. The new jobs come in, you're going to get a bunch more new photos anyway. You can just keep sending those in as we go.
Okay. All right. All right. I will work on all of this sometime this weekend.
Yeah. I'm like,
before Monday. Birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I used to say it, but we're getting older, so just enjoy it.
Yes, I know. It's hitting me hard.
I know. I'm starting to feel it these days. I'm like, my knees. But anyway.
I know, right?
It was a pleasure.